Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Asking Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Laura, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. We continue our theme, Who is He? What is He to you? And we pray the names of God. This month, we've prayed Yahweh, which is Lord in all caps, Adonai, which is Lord Master, Yahweh Nisi, which is the Lord my banner. This week, we pray the name of Yahweh Tislabah, the Lord of hosts. Our key scripture is 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 45 to 46. I'm going to read it in NIV, and I'm only going to read half of the first half of verse 46. The reading goes, David told the Philistine, "You come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of Yahweh Tisabath, the Elohim of the army of Israel, whom you have insulted. Today, Yahweh will hand you over to me." In the book, I'm Praying the Names of God, Anne Spangler writes, "The Lord of hosts is a title that emphasizes God's rule over every other power in the material and spiritual universe. When Scripture speaks of the hosts of heaven, it is usually speaking of celestial bodies, though the phrase can also refer to angelical beings. The word host can also refer to the human beings and to nature itself. When you pray to Yahweh Tisabah, you are praying to a God so magnificent that all creation serve his purposes." Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you this morning. We love you and adore you, and we just give honor and praise to you and who you are. Father God, it is because of you that we are able to move forward each and every day with you living in our hearts, Father God. Father God, you are Elohim, which is God, our mighty creator. You are El Shaddai, the God Almighty. So, Father God, we just revel. We revel in your being. We revel in your love. And we just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for just getting us up this morning. Thank you for the roof over our heads, Father God. Thank you for being able to come and go as we please, Father God. We just thank you for being part of our life and living within us, Father God, because without you, we would be nothing, Father God. Without you, we would not know right from wrong, Father God. Without the Holy Spirit, how would we be able to be convicted? How would we be able to grow in you? So, Father God, we just give you the glory. We give you the praise. And we are forever thankful, Father God. We ask that you continue to grow in our lives, Father God. Show us the way, Father God. Open up our hearts so that we will be able to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let us not forget your Son, Lord Jesus, who died for the remission of our sins, who died so that that veil can be split, that we can come directly to you, Lord God. We no longer need the priest or anyone to stand in the gap for us, Father God. We could come to you directly. So, Father God, we are just so grateful, and we thank you for the life of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father God. And because of what Jesus has done for us, Father, we should feel the power, the empowerment to do as you ask us, Father God. We should be able, Father God, to read and study your word, Father God, to come to you in prayer. To come to you in prayer, Father God, because that's all you ask of us to have a relationship with you, Father God. Father God, we don't only need to know who you are, we need to know you personally, Father God. So this is what our prayer is this morning, Father God. Just bring us close to you, Father God. We will never forget what you have done for us, Father God. We'll never forget what your Son Jesus has done for us. We'll never, never forsake the Holy Spirit. Help us to not forsake the Holy Spirit, Father God, because that is you living and breathing in us, Lord God. So, Father God, as we move through this day, Father God, let us be reflection of you. Let us be the light in who you are, Father God. Let us be able to show others what it means to be a Christian, Father God. And Father God, we ask that you help us to just, Father God, you continue, please, to cut away the hard parts of our hearts, Father God. Yes, Lord, we live in this world, and Father God, sometimes it can be a struggle, Father God, to follow you, Father God, to be a reflection of who you are. But we ask that the Holy Spirit just work within us, Father God, and just help to soften the hardened parts of our hearts, Father God. Father God, we know that we are sinners and we confess that to you, Lord God. So please forgive us for our sins, the ones spoken and unspoken, the covert and the overt sins, Father God, that we do every day, Lord God. Have mercy on us, Father God. Have mercy on your children, Father God. Give us another opportunity, God, to make it right. Lord God, we just want to make sure that we stay in reconciliation with you, Lord God. Help us, Father God, just to stay in you, Father God, to do what your will is, Father God, to be a reflection that you want us to be, Father God. Father God, please change our hearts and change our behaviors, Father God. Father God, we are just so grateful and thankful for you, Father God. We understand who you are, Father God. We recognize your blessings, the blessings that you bestow upon us every day, Father God. You meet our every need, Lord God, and you also give us our wants, Father God. So let us always remember, even in the difficult times, Father God, who you are, Father God. Let us be able to just share with others the good that you have done for us. Let us never forget. Let us not forget who you are and what you have done for us and what you will continue to do for us, Lord God, because you will never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. Father God, we humbly just request for your favor, Father God, for your help as we lift up the prayers this morning, the prayers that are spoken and the ones that are unspoken that lie deeply in our hearts that we may not share with others. Father God, so in community, we lift up these prayers, Father God. Father God, Wendy Stewart, she asked that we pray for the United States, Lord God, and who is in control. Father God, you told us do not worry about anything, but instead to pray about everything. So, Father God, we just need you. We need you here on this earth, Father God. We need you in the United States, Father God. There is so much going on, Father God. But we know that you are in control, Father. You told us not to be afraid. You said for us not to be discouraged because you are our God, Father, and we know that you will strengthen us, Father God. So we lean on that, Father God. We lean on what your word says, and we know that though there is conflict and confusion in this world, Father God, that you are in control. And Father God, we're praying for our leaders, Father God. We pray that everyone, including ourselves, we turn away from evil, Father God, and we do good. Father God, we're just searching for peace. Help us, help us, help us to maintain the peace of the world, Father God, and just change the hearts of our leaders, of our community leaders, Father God, the presidents of the Senate, the House of Representatives, every single body, whether it's federal or local, Father God, please just work on our hearts, Father God. Let us maintain peace, Lord God. And Father God, we're praying for the bereaved, Father God. Teresa Black just asked that we call. I'm going to call out some names that she asked us to lift up in prayers because they are living without her nephew. Her nephew passed away, so we're lifting up her mother, Mary, his mother, Mary, his sister, Kaisha, and his brother, Chad, and also his wife. He had a wife, Nicole, and their daughters, Nyla, Nia, and Naisha. Father God, they are just having a difficult time, Father God, but we know that you heal the brokenhearted, Father God. Your word says that you heal the brokenhearted and you bandage their wounds, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you continue to be with this family, Father God, whether it's the immediate family or extended family, and help them through this time, Father God. Give them the peace. Give them the peace of your understanding, Father God. Let them know that you understand their grief, you understand their pain, and Father God, there is no time, there is no set time to the grieving process. So, Father God, help them to move on to remember the good times, remember their loved one in the good times, Father God, and to continue to just hold them up in prayer, Father God, as we know that in due time, we all will go through suffering and bereavement, Father God. So we just ask that we all just sit in community and pray along with Teresa Black and her family, Father God. And Father God, we are praying for the sick today. Rev D asked that we pray for Francis. She also asked that we pray with children who have terminal diseases and those who may be battling the flu, Father God, all these flu, Father God. We have RSV. We still have COVID out. There's a lot of airborne sicknesses, Father God, so we're going to lift up children in that prayer. I'm going to lift up also my cousin who is healing. We're praying for healing because he had a recent health concern. For Father God, we know that you give strength to the weary and you increase the power of the weak, Father God. So we're just asking that you restore everyone who may be on their sick bed, Father God, just restore them to their health, Father God. We know that you are a healer, Father God, and we know that when we lift up prayer, Father God, the healing comes down, Lord God. So we are praying for children, for our sick children who are sick, Father God. We are praying for wisdom for these research programs, Father God, and for the scientists, Father God, for anyone who has a hand in developing vaccines, Father God, developing medicine, just developing ways that healing can move forth, Father God. But we know that your power is in the hands of our medical community, of our scientific community, Father God. So we're just praying in community that we find the answers, Father God, that we can have healing for all, Father God, not just our children, healing for all, Lord God. And Father God, we're also just praying for the church. We're going to pray for the church, specifically for the Catholic Church, but Father, for all churches. We're praying for our leaders, Father God. Please let them be godly examples, Father God. Let them lead in truth, Father God. Let them lead just sharing your word, Father God, your word and sharing it boldly, Lord God. We pray that our church leaders, that they preach your word, Father God, and help to prepare us as Christians, Father God, and help us, Father God, to share the word, Father God. It is not just our church leaders, Father God, it's us. is to us as Christians to share the word, Father God, to share who you are, to be a light to those who do not know you, Father God. You sent us out two by two. You sent the disciples out two by two, Father God, to share the word. And Father God, we know what happened in the days, Father God, when 3,000 joined your church at once, just listening to the preaching of your word, Father God. Father God, that is not impossible, and we can continue to do it, Father God. So, Father God, we lift up these prayers to you, Lord God. We love you. We adore you, Lord God. And we just ask to make us good examples of you. Let us move in the glory of Christ Jesus, Father God. Let for those who need help, let us help them, Father. Let us show compassion, Father God. We are praying, Father God, also for those who are losing their jobs. Lord God, have mercy due to what our president is doing, Lord God. Father God, my heart hurts for those who have nowhere to go now, doing what they love to do, doing what they were hired to do, and just they have no jobs now, Father God. Father God, have mercy. Provide for them. Help us to provide for them. Let them have the resources, Father God. Show them where to go. If it's local communities, anywhere they can go that can help them during this time, Father God. Oh, Father God, I always just lift up this prayer. We lift up this prayer and community to you. We give it all glory and honor to our Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. So thank you for joining us today at Ask in Faith Prayer Line. Please join us every Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. So go on believing that God has healed us and he will answer. You can please send your prayer request to askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Please visit our website at belovedministriesny.com for all our events. If you want to play this message back, you can call 520-636-4582, and the passcode is 8277806 pound. And if you did not get it, again, go to belovedministriesny.com for all our events and all our information. So I am going to unmute the line so that we can greet each other.